Recently, a well-known name in the Northern Colorado theater community died from ovarian cancer. Deb Note Farwell starred in and directed numerous productions, as well as mentored young artists. This Wednesday, the local theater community will pay tribute to her. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick spoke with her family and friends.
The song Somewhere That's Green from the musical Little Shop of Horrors is one of Jonathan Farwell's favorites, and it was a standard part of his wife's repertoire whenever she was invited to sing.
And every time I heard it, I cried. That's really what happens to me now is kind of, I don't know if worse is the word or maybe better, to feel what it feels like to miss her that much.
If you met Deb Note Farwell, you weren't soon to forget her. The 64-year-old Fort Collins actor was a tiny slip of a woman with a big voice and an even bigger personality.
She was uncompromisingly upbeat about just about everything. She could talk about grocery shopping and make it interesting and fun. And she appealed to people, and it wasn't that she was so desperate to have them like her that she forced it. It was just who she was. People loved her. She was a shining light in the world.
And that's what first attracted Jonathan to her. But they almost didn't meet. It's a story almost straight off the stage. He, a seasoned and serious Broadway actor, and she, a quirky performer who leaned towards musicals. In 1994, the two were set to play opposite each other in the romantic drama Shadowlands.
We have a young musical comedy queen here.
Jonathan remembers the phone call with the show's British director, where he first learned about his new co-star.
And I said, musical comedy queen? Surely you jest? And it's a serious play. It's a romantic play, but it's a serious play, and it's a play about life and death. You're gonna make me do it with a musical comedy queen? This is ridiculous. And I didn't say all that, of course, but it was running through my mind. And I was considering turning down the job, and he said, oh, come on, you'll like her.
And at the cast's first read-through, it was clear how accurate that prediction would come to be.
By the time we finished reading the play once, we knew something was up, because we fit the role so well.
A year later, they reprised the roles, and at the end of the performance, treated the Sunday matinee audience to a surprise wedding. When they moved to Fort Collins several years later, their first production at Bobloo Theater was, of course, Shadowlands. Over the years, Deb tackled a range of roles, from opera diva Maria Callas in Masterclass to the spunky matriarch Ethel Thayer in On Golden Pond. Much of Deb's work was at Fort Collins' Bobloo Theater, working with founder and artistic director Wendy Ishii.
And it was fun during all of Deb's years here to watch her transition from being mostly a musical comedy actress to really an actress with a lot of depth, and find her delight and willingness and bravery and courage to go into some places in these dramatic roles where I gather she maybe hadn't been asked to go before.
That included directing, teaching, and just being a vocal supporter of theater in Northern Colorado. A very vocal supporter.
She had one of the loudest voices, and it could at sometimes cut glass. I mean, we would always know when she walked into the theater.
Her intrepid optimism continued to be on display when, on January 1st, 2017, Deb was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
And the nursing staff had nothing but praise for her. They said, she smiles all the time. She seems so happy. And I said to them, because she knows what's happening, and she's not unhappy about it. She's not afraid.
Not even when her cancer returned this summer.
By the time we got to that point, she said, I'm ready to go. I've done everything I really wanted to do. There aren't any roles left that I could still play that I'm really dying to play.
Watching her performances on that old VHS tape gives Jonathan some comfort.
She is such a presence in my life and so much a part of who I am now, that I comfort myself by knowing that she's still here because I'm still here. So I guess we have to settle for that, happily.
Somewhere down
KCNIC KUNC.